Torahs or Shani Ketorahs, that what we said before about Ketorahs, you could be paid to them, so who you see, Leiv Bezda Matna Leyen, and as you know, Shani Ketorahs, Torahs is much different. The Leiv Bar, really, by Ketorahs, maybe their Bezda makes the condition to redeem them, because otherwise it's useless the rest of your life, because there's no mum by Ketorahs. So what are you going to wait for? There's no way to redeem Ketorahs. Therefore, if you don't make a late Bezda Matna Leyen, the Kedusha will never go off. Now, Shengen, by Korbin, there's a way out. Wait until it becomes a Baal Mum. Who told you to do it right away? Because of late Bezda Matna, maybe Bezda does not make such Tumayim. Ella rather, it's Rabbeinu the Peretz, Rabbeinu by the Peretz Duma. But here we said you could be paid to it. The man says, no, Duma, Shani, Peretz, to Dumei Yikorim. The Peretz Duma is very valuable. Therefore, Bezda cares a lot about it, and they make all types of conditions. But maybe the regular four animals that are left over at the end of the year, they don't make any special conditions. The yellow Rabbanin, the Yomulei. Maybe it's the Rabbanin that stayed back in the Mishnah that talked back to Rabbi Shimon. And we want to know now, who is this Rabbanin that Rabbi Yochanan said that Tamidim is Niftim, that Tamidim is Niftim Tamidim? Who holds this? Which Rabbanin holds that an animal, even though you could wait till it becomes a Bamim, we say no, there's the medicine right now. So from the Paradum we have no truth, there it's very valuable. The yellow Rabbanin, the Yomulei. Maybe it's the Rabbanim that speaks back to Rabbi Shimon and our Mishnah. So let's see. Mimai, who told you, Rabbi Yehudi, who told you in our Mishnah? It's Rabbi Yehudi Shita, whereas in the Mishnah, the Rabbanim asked Rabbi Shimon, what's going to be according to your Shita if the Korban Musaf of Yom Kippur was lost and now they find it on the Gimel Golem? Could they bring it on the Gimel Golem or not? That's what they asked Rabbi Shimon. Shimon answered back, yes. But the Rabbanim that asked the question, that question was that, according to us, it's very good, but according to you, that it has different kaporas, how could one korban be brought for different kapora? That was the question. So who were the Rabbanim that are talking back to Rabbi Shimon? Someone says, who told you to Rabbi Yehuda? It's to Rabbi Yehuda, talking back to Rabbi Shimon. Rochi Kamalei. And this is what Rabbi Yehuda meant to say. That this shleim l'vidi, it's very good according to my shita. The amina that I hold leiv bezda matna leihim. Now Rabbi Yehuda also holds like Rabbi Shimon that the korban musaf of Yom Kippur is only mechaper on yesh l'di abasoif, and gimel regalim is only mechaper on ein l'di l'abasoif, and Rosh Chodesh is only mechaper on tor shachol tomei. Still Rabbi Yehuda says, according to me, it's very good that if a korban got lost on Yom Kippur, it could be brought on Gimel Golan. Why is it good according to me? I also hold that has different kaporas, because I hold Leiv Bezdin Matna Leihim. Amtu, therefore, Lahachi Yikrevu. Therefore, since it was lost, Bezdin made it tonight that if it was lost, it could be brought for the next korban, for Gimel Golan. Therefore, according to me, it's very good that this Sawyer of Yom Kippur, since it got lost, designated tonight, it could be used for Gimel Golem. Amtulach Yikrevu, it'll be dark, but the question was, according to you, Rabbi Shimon, to Amr, that you say, Loi, you do not hold from the Svara, you do not hold. You hold that a korban Tamidim is only Nifta. When it's a Balmun, but not when it's a Tam, you do not hold from Leib Bezda Matna Leihim. If so, Amai Yikrevu. The question, according to Rabbi Shimon, why could you bring the Musaf of Yom Kippur on the Gimel Golem and has a different Kapara? So then it would be a good proof that Rabbi Yehuda holds Leiv Bezda Matna Leihim. So maybe our Rabbanan, our Rabbi Yechon, is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Rashi says, who told you that son our Mishnah? Dilma maybe Rabbi Meiri. Maybe in our Mishnah it's Rabbi Meir talking back. Rochi Kamalei. And Rabbi Meir thanks Rabbi Shimon like this. Bish Leim Ludidi, Rabbi Meir holds that all three Musafim have the same Kapara. So according to Rabbi Meir, it's very good why the Musaf of Yom Kippur could be brought in the Gimel Golem. So you all have the same kapara. So bishtem u'didi, di amina, kol hasirim, kaparas and shavah, any one of these three musafim, whether Yom Kippur, Gimel Golem, or Rosh Chodesh, they're all mechaper and all three have eris. Mishamachi, therefore, it's very good, yikavu, that it was lost on Yom Kippur, could be brought on the Gimel Golem. Not because the Leiv Bezda Matna Leihim, but my sheet remains, what? Rameya's sheet is that all Gimel, Korban Musaf, have the same kapara. Not because of Leiv Bezda Matna Leihim, but they all have the same kapara. Eloli doch, but according to you, Rabbi Shimon, that you all know the three musafim have three different kaparas, amai yikrevu. That's the question. Why could it be brought, according to you, Yom Kippur is on Gimel Golem, it's a different kapara.
If so, if that was the question, you have no proof to Rabban and hold, Leiv Bez the Master Leyen. So where does Rabbi Yochanan have a Rabban, and where does Rabbi Yochanan find the Tana that holds the Svara? So Morin says, Ela Rabbi Yochanan, Gemara Gomala. He learned this from his Rebbe, it's a Kabbalah, like Lach Lomash Mitzinai. So the Dibur Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon Chita, ain't Niftin. But that's only Rabbi Shimon holds, that even a carbon that the Tamidim cannot redeem it unless it's a Balmum. But calls the man at the time, there's no way to redeem it, there's no svar of Leiv, there's the Masalayim. But the Divri Chachamim, this was Rabbi Yechon's Kabbalah, that there are Chachamim that argue on Rabbi Shimon, and they hold Niftim, that yes, that a carbon Tamid, since it's a svar of Leiv, there's the Masalayim, Bezdim was only Makdashim Lechatkhila, if they'll need it, but at the end of the year, when they see they do not need it anymore, there's a condition here that the Kedusha goes off by itself, and therefore it's only Kedusha's Damim, you could redeem it. Now the Gemara is, on the Rabbi Shimon, the last Leiv Bez the Masna Leim, is so according to Rabbi Shimon, that is no Leiv Bez Din, my Avdin Lu, what do we do with these Kabbalas then? What do we do with them? So one, with these four Kabbalas left over. So one turns would be is wait till it becomes a Balmum, and then redeem them. But more than like that, Omer Reb Yitzchak, Omer Reb Yechnan, Ma Kitzin Ben Esa Mizbeach. They can use this carbon right now for like dessert for the Mizbeach. Which means, at a time when the Mizbeach is empty, there are no Kabbanas that day, so you can bring it from the Dover carbon Eloh. That's called Ma Kitzin Ben Esa Mizbeach. When the Mizbeach is empty, no Kabbanas are brought, we have a right to bring presents to the Mizbeach. So we could use this carbon to be the present. A Russian dessert, the end, Ma Kitzin. So it's the end, right, the end, right. Right. Amr Shmuel Barab Yitzchak. Omoy de Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon agrees though, that Bisire Chatis, that if it's a carbon Chatis, Shein Makitzin Begufon, then you cannot bring the carbon itself on the Mizbeach, Ela B'demeyim, that you have to sell it and the money. Hochu de Mikar Oyla, only over here, but these Kabbanis, that at the beginning when you mark the shit, it had a Kedushas Oyla on it. Vashtoila, like a Tamid, to me then, a Kabbanis Oyla. So therefore, since at the beginning you're makdishah for carbon oila, at the end now it can be brought for oila. Hashtoila, Abel Hossam over here, that the Sawyer, a Chatis, that the Mikora Chatis, at the beginning you're makdishah for carbon Chatis. Vashtoila, and now lady you want to bring it for carbon oila, that's no good. Gezeris, Gezerir, Liachat Kaporo, Ochlat Ne Kaporo. If you see later on you can bring it for carbon oila, people think even before it becomes possible. Also you could change it from a carbon Chatis to carbon oila. And that you can't do. So the gezeira or carbon chatis should not even eventually end up to be brought for carbon oil.
Right.
Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. That's it. Another year. So Shalom was going to be Yechim said a statement that according to Rabbi Shimon, ain niftim. It means if you have the carbonus, the tamidim, that you cannot use for this year, so when you pray to them, you have to be pray to them on money. We have according to Rabbanan, you could be pray to them on money, even though they're a tam, even though they're kumimim. According to Rabbi Shimon, though, no, you have to wait until they become a balmum. So now says, no, Omer Rabbi Shimuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak. Omer de Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon agrees, though, that v'sirei chatis shein makitzen begufen. We said before, according to Rabbi Shimon, that you cannot be pray to the animals themselves. The question was, what do we do with the animals? So Gemara says, you use it for the kayetz ha-mizbeach. You use it that eventually, when the mizbeach is empty, we bring it for korban eila, for nedava. Those were the tamidim, the korbanos that were set aside for korban sibur. For the tamid, if we cannot use it, it's last year's money, we can't use it for the new year, so we use it not for the tamidim, but we use it for a regular korban eila, for a nedava. So Gemara says, the Rabbi Shimon agrees, though, that by sirei chatis, a korban chatis, here it's different. If the korban chatis was brought, Rashi says, mitruma talishcha from last year, and now it became a shchedish nisan, he cannot use it, that here you cannot use it for the mizbeach. End of the gemayim. Rather you have to sell it, wait till it comes the balmun, and with the money you'll buy a korban oila. Why? Hochuhu dimikor oila, vashd oila. Only by the tamidim that before it was a korban sibur, but it was set aside for korban oila. So now, if it's not fit, you could use it for nedava for korban oila. Avos over here, where first you'll makdish it for chatis, to mikor chatis,
Vashto Eloh, and now you want to use it for Korban Eloh. Here it's already Tzigzeiro. Liyacha Kaporo Otel of Mekaporo. Here it's Tzigzeiro that you can't change around the Korban. First it was a Chatis. If you can end up using it now the way it is for Korban Eloh, people will think with Chetchila, you're allowed to change a Korban Chatis into a Korban Eloh. Therefore here, even though this Korban Chatis is not fit to be used anymore, we cannot use it for the Kayetz HaMizbeach. Some Rabbi Abayi says, Afanan Namitunin, I'll bring you proof of this also. Afanan Namitunin. The Rashi says, L'Rabbi Shimon, D'yein Makitzen B'gufoy Chatis Sheni Taisrum. Elishem Makitzen B'demeyim. In a case where you first had a Korban Chatis, and now it's not fit to be used for the Tzibor, we cannot bring itself for a Korban Eloh, but rather the money, you have to wait till it becomes a Balmum, and you'll sell it, and then with the money you bring a Korban Eloh. Because this Gezerah, we're afraid to bring the Chatis itself for a Korban Eloh, people will change at the beginning. What's the proof? We'll learn like this. It says, Pa V'Soyer Shayim Kippur. The special part that was brought on Yom Kippur with the Soyer, Shovdu, let's say they first were Makdashit, and then it got lost. Vifra Shachrayim Tachtayim. So the Bezdin made another Korban instead of the first two. The same thing, the Chayim, Sirei Avodah Zarah. In the case we have an Avodah Zarah, the Rabbim worshipped Avodah Zarah, the Shagig, they have to be in the Korban Sibur. So Shovdu, it was lost. Vifra Shachrayim Tachtayim, and instead they brought another Korban. And then they find the first ones that were lost. So kulam yumoiso divrei Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda holds that all these have to be killed, they have to yumoiso die, because as loch of a chatis shemeiso baleo, that it's lemiso aslo. So therefore all these cases, they have to be lemiso. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, I know, they hold that the chamisha chatois rameisos is only by a korban yochid, not by a korban tzibur. Here it's a korban tzibur, therefore it's not yumaisu, but rather yiro achiyistovu. Wait until it becomes a balmum, let it pasture out in the fields, achiyistovu until it becomes a balmum, v'yimochu, and then you'll sell it, v'yiplu demeil and adova, and then with its money, you'll buy a korban adova, you'll buy a korban oila. Why? Shein chatis tzibur meisa. He says the yisoid is even though there are five chatoyis that are supposed to die, that's only by korban yochid, but not by korban tzibur. So therefore, you do not have to kill it. So you wait till it becomes a balmum, and you sell it, and then you bring with the money a korban eloh. So the question is, v'amai, why do you have to sell it, wait to be poyder it? Nikrivu inu gufayu eloh. Why do we bring these korbanos themselves, the leftover chatois? They cannot be used for a chatis. So why don't we bring them for kayetz hamizbeach? Let's bring them for korban eloh. Elolav, here it's a proof. Here we have a proof that Gezeiro Liyacha Kaporo Otlofne Kaporo. That any time you first had a Korban Chatis, even though now it's not fit to be used for a Chatis, we cannot use it for Korban Eloh. Because there's a Gezeiro, if you're going to use it for Korban Eloh, maybe before, when it's still fit to be used for a Chatis, you'll change it and use it for an Eloh. And that you can't do. Once it's fit to be used for, once it's hooked for Chatis, it has to be used for Chatis. Only here, where you lost it, and you brought another one. So if it's Chapru Bolov, here really, you should be able to bring it now for Korban Eloh. But it's a Gzeira of Lacha Kaporo, also Lufnei Kaporo. Omar Rava says the same thing, Afa Na Na Mitnina. I'll also bring you proof for the same Yisoid. That according to Rabbi Shimon, even though the Tamidim are brought for Kayetz HaMizbeach, that's only because they're both a Korban Eloh. When you start out with a Korban Chatis, it cannot be changed into a Korban Eloh. It says, V'hasheni yiro achiyistoyev. V'hasheni v'zgon on Yom Kippur. In a case where something happened to the soyel azazel, it died, so you have to have another soyel azazel. So they take another two serum, they make a girl, and the one that comes out lazazel, they use that one. But now the leftover with the second one of Lashem, it comes out this year for Yom Kippur, they have two karbonis of the serum Lashem. So what do we do with the second one? So the Yasheni, the second one we have left over, Yiro, let it pasture out in the fields, Achi Yistovu, until it becomes a Balmum, until a blemish comes on it, the Yimocha, and then you could sell it, the Yiplu Dhamma Vinadava, and then the money you could send, and we'll buy a Korban Adava with the money. So the question again is, the Yamai, why do we have to sell it? And with the money, buy a new Korban Eloh, Yakrit Iyu Gufo Eloh. Why can't we bring the Soyer itself for a Korban Eloh? It's not fit. We have two of them. We only need one on Yom Kippur. So the leftover one, it itself should go for the Kayat HaMizbeach, should be brought for Nedova Korban Eila. Ela, what do we have to say? Lam Shmamin. Again, here it's another proof that Gzeira Acha Kaporo Oto Lufnei Kaporo. That even though now this Soil Hashem is extra, we have already one, and really we're not going to use it, so really it should be fit for Korban Eila. But it's Gzeira. If you're going to use this one for Korban Eila, then sometimes we'll make a mistake and use the Chatas Lechatchila for Korban Eila. Therefore, we have these Gzeiras. This Gzeira of Oto Kaporo cannot be used for Korban Eila. Oto, maybe you use it before the real Kaporo. Omer Ravina says also, Afanam Namatanina, we also learn like this. Afanam Namatanina, it says, Oshom Shemesu Bolov. By a Korban Oshom, if the owner died, or a person did a chet, he brought a Korban Oshom, and before he had a chance to bring it on the Mizbeach, the owner died. Oishin is Chapru Bolov, or else the owner brought another Korban, like again, he lost this one, and he brought another one. So the Korban is left over. So what do we do with this Korban Oshom now? So it says, Yiro, again, let it pasture out in the fields, Achi Yistoyv, until it becomes a Balmum, V'yimcher, and then Bezdim will sell it, V'yiplu Doma V'nedava, and Bezdim will send its money for Nedava, and they'll bring a Korban Eila with it. Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Lezer says, it's not Dafke Bezdim, it's a Yochid, it could be even the Mishpacha. Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Lezer says, Yomus, no, you have to let it die. Rebbe Lezer sheet there is that, just like there are five Chatois that have to die, that means if the owner of the chatas has its kapara, or if the owner dies, so then we have to let the korban also die. So Rebbe Lezer holds the same halach applies to a korban oshem. A oshem we learn out from a chatas. So therefore here, by nischapru bolov, where the owner had its kapara already, or the owner died, Rebbe Lezer holds, yimos, you have to let the animal die also. Rebbe Yeshua, he argues and says no, at the Tanakama, that it's only by a chatas that when the owner has his kapara or dies, do we have to kill the animal? But by an oshem, no, there's no halacha, you have to have the animal dead. So therefore, what do we do with this animal now? We do not need it for korban oshem. The owner died already, or the owner had his kapara already. So yovei b'dam of oila, with again, you have to sell it, and with the money you bring a korban oila. That's what it says, again, that we cannot bring it itself for a kayitz, for the mizbeach, for an oila, but rather we have to sell it, and with the money we can bring a korban oila. That's all. The question is again, why? The liquor of who goof oila? Why can't we bring this korban itself for a korban oila? We're not going to use it anymore for noshim. The owner died, or the owner had its kapar already. So why can't we use the korban itself for oila? And alav, isn't it again the proof that this gzeira again, we have this gzeira, we're afraid that liyacha kapara. If we'll end up using now this korban oshem for a korban oila, or to a fake kapara, people will think that you can make the same switch beforehand. Even when the korban is fit to be used for korban oshem, people will think you could use it for korban oila. And that can't be. So shmamina, again, we have a proof that we make this gzeira of liyacha kapara, or to a fake kapara. Tanya Nami Yochim learned like this also. Another proof like this, Rashi says, Tanya Nami Yochim means kudiyom liyel, that Moisra is to Rabbi Shimon, Makitzin ben Esamazdeach. According to Rabbi Shimon, even a korban tomid, that it's not fit for this year, what do we do with it? Not that we are poider it now when it's a tam, he holds you can't be poider it, there's no leiv bezdim asna leim, but rather you have to use it itself for a kayetz hamazdeach, for a korban oila. Tanya nam yachalini proof also, it says clearly, Mahein meviyim min ha-moisra. What do we do with the leftover kavanos, the four leftover tzemidim that were left over from Adar, that the last day of Adar, we have four kavanos left over. What do we do with them the next month in Nisan?